Tumayo po tayong lahat as we read God's Word through responsive reading. Buksan po natin ang ating Biblia sa Hagay, Kabanata 2, Talata 20 hanggang 23. Babasahin po natin ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia. Matatagpuan ang passage na ito sa page 10 sa bulletins, or you can read along the screen. Lahat po ng naka-underline na talata ay babasahin ng kongregasyon. And after kong basahin ang passage at sasabihin, mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos, kayo po ay sasabihin salamat sa Diyos. Nang araw ding iyon, 24 ng buwan, isa pang mensahe ang binigay ni Yahweh para kay Hagay. Pati na ang mga kaharian, wabakasan ko na ang kapangyarihan ng mga ito. Sisirahin ko na ang kanilang mga karwahe at papaslangin ang mga nakasakay doon. Mamamatay din ang mga kabayo at magpapatayan ang mga mangangabayo. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Pwede na po tayong maupo.
Thank you, Ate. Habang lumalabas po yung mga bata, just a reminder sa mga members po ng worship team, ay meron pong meeting pagkatapos ng service. So, ang instructions po ni Pastor Jovan ay dito na lang tayo sa harapan pagkatapos ng benediction. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Nakakatawa po yung boses ko. Ako po si Aaron and serving bilang isa sa mga members ng iglesia pong ito. It's a joy to be here with you tonight. I would like to read from Psalm chapter 78 from verses 68 hanggang 72. Sabi po doon, "But he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves. He built his sanctuary like the high heavens, like the earth, which he has founded forever. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the nursing ewes, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, Israel, his inheritance. With upright heart, he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hand." Ito pong temple at yung pong king were two of the most foundational na elements sa pagpili po ng Diyos sa kanyang mga tao. Thus, dun po sa passage na aking binasa sa Psalm 78, yung pong psalmist gives yung pong evidence ng election ng Diyos of Judah, yung pong temple that he built in Mount Zion, and yung pong pagtawag niya kay David as the shepherd king of Israel. So the temple and the kingdom are really knit close together. That's why it comes to no surprise po sa atin ngayong gabi na ito pong thought ni Hagay moves from the temple and now works with the future of the Davidic line, yung pong kingdom. With the rebuilding nung pong temple na nagsimula na, the next question that would naturally come out from the minds of the people is, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" Tayo po ay nasa ika-apat na linggo at huling linggo ng ating pag-aaral sa aklat po ng Hagay. This book, as we have learned, gives us yung pong oracles ng prophet na si Hagay to the post-exilic people of Israel. Sa chapter 1, sila po ay in-instruct ng Panginoon to rebuild yung temple and consider yung kanila pong sitwasyon and know na yung pong mga bagay that is happening in their lives ay directly related dun po sa kanilang neglect of God's temple. In chapter 2, nakita po natin that they had laid yung pong foundation ng temple, yet It was not as glorious as the first temple na nilikha o na, na tinayo po ni Solomon. And another problem para po sa kanila was that their works, yung kanila pong mga gawa, have not been pleasing to the Lord, for they were all defiled. And yet God promised na yung kanya pong presence will be upon them, and that they, that He, God, will bless them from then on. Sa gabi pong ito, as we look at the last prophecy, ito pong si Haggai for the people, this is our main point. Let us be faithful, knowing that the ultimate Son of David is coming again to destroy evil and to usher in the world to come for the glory of God. Tayo po ay maging faithful, pagkat alam po natin, yung pong ultimate Son of David, who is Jesus Christ, will come again to destroy evil and dalin po sa atin yung pong new heavens and the new earth para po sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Two things. Number one, God reveals to Zerubbabel that He will one day overthrow all earthly authority. We see that in verses 21 and 22. And second, God promises Zerubbabel that on that day, He will restore the authority of the line of David. Verse 23. These two things are evidences ng sovereignty, ng omnipotence ng ating Panginoon. Number one, God reveals to Zerubbabel that He will one day overthrow all earthly authority. Verse 20. Sabi po dyan, the word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Ito pong pang-apat at huling oracle ni Haggai came on the same day as that oracle na ating pong tinignan last week, the 24th day of the 9th month. This was the date nung pong refounding ng temple in Jerusalem, the official beginning of the reconstruction work. Doon po sa pinignan natin last week, doon sa previous na oracle, He had spoken of the present blessings that would flow na nagmula po dito sa kanilang rebuilding work. And yung pong reality behind it ng presence ng Diyos in the midst of His people ay yung pong kanilang, yung po yung kanilang blessing. And now He looked forward dun po sa eschatological significance ng work. Pag sinabi po natin eschatological, it refers to the last days or the last times. And this is what He says in verses 21 and 22. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth and to overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, everyone by the sword of his brother. Ito pong huling oracle na ito is addressed to a single individual, Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah. Yet, ito po ay hindi lamang po para sa kanya mag-isa. Otherwise, hindi na po ito dapat na isulat para sa atin pong basahin. Hindi po ba? It is a word addressed to Zerubbabel that also speaks to a wider audience. Katulad po ng first oracle na inaddress po kay Zerubbabel at kay Joshua, the high priest. And yet required a response dun po sa part ng buong community. Ito pong address kay Zerubbabel is in essence a reassurance na yung pong long-term plans ng Diyos for His people have not changed. This would have been natural question para po sa isip ng mga tao na naka-experience po nung kanilang exile to Babylon and then yung kanila pong return from Babylon. Perhaps yung kanila pong question, yes, we have come back dito po sa promised land. But is it possible for us to still have the same relationship given what has happened? Will God still care about us in the presence, in the present, sa kabila ng nangyari sa atin? Does He still have a plan for us in the future? Ito pong question na ito about God's care for them in the present, nung pong panahon nila, had been the focus nung pong mga naunang oracles ni Haggai. Yung pong future had been mentioned in passing sa chapter 2, verses 6 to 9 in terms of the future nung pong temple. But now, dito po sa kanyang huling oracle, Haggai takes up a broader question of what the future would hold in terms of sa kanila pong pananaw for the nations and for God's people. Yung pong future ng nations is expressed in general terms and traditional language. Pag sinabi ko pong nations, ito po yung mga nations separate from Israel. Okay? He's talking about the future of these nations. Ang sabi po ng Diyos, the Lord is about to shake the heavens and the earth. Ito po yung same thing na sinabi na sa chapter 2 verse 6. And kung maalala po natin 2 weeks back, this picks up on traditional terminology for theophany or yung appearance po ng Diyos. Na kung saan when he talks about shaking, it is closely related sa pag-appear po ng Diyos. For instance, in the burning bush, meron pong shake na naganap doon. But here in our passage, ito pong shaking na ito is not simply the response of natural elements dun po sa awesome majesty ng Diyos. Sabi po dito, it is something that God would actually do sa mga elements na ito. God will shake the heavens and the earth, katulad po ng meron tayong laruan na snow globe. Diba? Ganun tayo sa US eh. Pag yung snow, diba? Dito, desierto yung laman. Buhangin eh. Diba? Sinishake na ganun. Diba? Hindi ka snow globe. Meron kang sandstorm. Nasa globe mo na ganun. It's the same idea. Na kung saan, it would send everything that's inside na parang magugulo siya. Diba? And more precisely though, ito pong shaking na gagawin ng Diyos, however, will not result sa kaguluhan or in a disordering of the world. But this shaking that God will do would result in a proper ordering of a presently disordered world. Yung pong mga tao who are hearing ito pong oracle na ito ni Haggai would know all about the world na binabanggit po ng psalmist or dinidescribe ng psalmist dun po sa first part ng Psalm chapter 2. Na kung saan yung pong mga hari ng nations and the powers that be na they have been taking their stand against the Lord and against His anointed. Psalm 2 verses 1 and 2 says, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His Messiah. So ito pong mga tao who are hearing this oracle, they had seen na yung pong inanoint ng Diyos have been rejected and cast off. That's what happened to their kings. Hindi po ba? And thrones and dominions of this world apparently triumphing over dun po sa inanoint ng Diyos. Haggai's prophecy declares na yung pong second half ng Psalm chapter 2 still has a future. Which dun po sa second half ng chapter 2 ng Psalm tells us that the nations will be shattered and God's chosen one will be restored to favor. And so Haggai chapter 2 verse 22 carries yung pong first half ng message na yon, that God promises to overturn the throne of the kingdoms and destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. Ito pong language na ginamit ni Haggai dito is deliberately unspecific kung sino po yung world power na itatrample or i-overturn or i-destroy ng Diyos. There is no particular nation in view. Katulad po ng nasa Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage? It is not just the present world power nung pong panahon ni Haggai, which is Persia, but it perhaps is every authority, every principality or power that sets itself up against the Lord and against His anointed. All those things and thrones and dominions will ultimately come to nothing. And to prove yung pong point na to, Haggai uses language that is saturated, na nakababad po with traditional themes. Let me explain. He made use of the word overthrow. Ito pong word na overthrow in the original language would remind yung pong people of Israel, yung pong mga nakikinig kay Haggai, it would remind them of the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19, 25, and verses 29. Let me read 25 ng chapter 19 ng Genesis. And he overthrew those cities, and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. Verse 29, so it was that when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham and set Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had lived. The same word is used here. And then we have the word destroy. Ito naman pong destroy would remind the people of Israel of God's action in rooting or blotting out the Canaanites out of the land, which is the repeated theme ng Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 31. Let me read from verses 23 to 24 ng chapter 7. But the Lord your God will give them over to you and throw them into the great confusion until they are destroyed. And he will give their kings into your hand, and you shall make their name perish from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. Chapter 31, verses 3 and 4. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, so that you shall dispose them. And Joshua, who will go over at your head, as the Lord has spoken, and the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. Yun naman pong image ng overturned chariots with horses and riders going down could hardly remind us of the picture that is evoked nung pong panahon ng Exodus. Hindi po ba? Exodus chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like stone. And yun naman pong image ng military confusion and anarchy, yung pong nire-refer, nung pong phrase na kung saan it says, each falling by the sword of his brother. We can see that. Hindi ko na po babasahin. Judges 7:22, 1 Samuel 14:20, and 2 Chronicles 20:23. Ito pong mga evidences na ito, all the evidence of God's faithfulness to His people in the past is marshaled by the prophet, by Haggai, to reinforce yung pong kanyang message for the future. Yung pong warning ng Psalm chapter 2 to the nations of the consequences ng kanila pong rebellion against God remains in full force, and the day is coming when it will be seen as an earthly reality. Yung question po sa atin is, have you been going against the Lord? Are you now disobeying, rebelling against, challenging, defying, resisting God and His commands? Are you running away from God because of something that you have done, something that you are guilty of, something that is not to be proud of, something that you think is not going to be forgiven by God? Mga kapatid, we have all had the same experiences. we read or hear a sermon, read a passage from Scripture, and realize na yung pong habit ng ating puso that we have been cultivating is not only unhelpful, but it is explicitly forbidden. Or perhaps we identify yung ating pong sarili, nakikita po natin that we have a certain pattern that is described as rebellious ng Scripture. And seeing for the first time yung pong depth ng ating offense against the Holy God, we see our sin as transgression and we are undone. But praise God, hindi po ito yung final word. Romans 5, 20 and 21 says, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace might also reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yung point po is that no matter how deep in the power of sin we have sunk, yung pong grace ng Diyos is deeper still. Yung pong condemnation that Adam brought by rebellion, Christ has overcome by His perfect obedience. No matter how deep in the word or in the power of sin we have sunk in the rebelliousness of our lives, in Christ, grace abounded all the more in order that righteousness rather than sin, life rather than death might have the final word. Meron pong restoration with God through Christ if we repent of our sins and place our faith in Jesus Christ. And speaking of restoration, it brings us to our second point. God promises Zerubbabel that on that day, he will restore the authority of the line of David. Yung pong Psalm 2 speaks not merely of the fate nung pong rebellious nation. Sabi ko kanina, we're talking about the nations and the people of God. So kanina yun yung faith ng nations, and here we're going to talk about the people of God. So Psalm 2 speaks hindi lang po about the faith of the nation surrounding Israel. However, it also addressed yung pong pagpili ng Diyos of His anointed to rule in Zion. Yung question po is there still any future for that promise despite yung pong continued failures of that line of the house of David? We must not forget, mga kapatid, na yung pong exile was not just a judgment sa Israel at sa Judah, but we have to remember, yung pong exile na nangyari sa kanila was also a rejection of the line of David. God rejecting ito pong line ni David. And that is the point of Psalm chapter 89, na kung saan patapos pong i-rehearse nung psalmist yung pong pangako na ginawa ng Diyos sa Davidic line, in verse 38 and 39, the psalmist cries out in anguish, saying, but now you have cast off and rejected. You are full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced your covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. It looks like as if yung pong covenant na ginawa ng Diyos with David and his descendants, listen to this, yung pong eternal covenant na ginawa ng Diyos with David and his descendants had been broken. Seems like it. Napaka-ironic, hindi po ba? It's an eternal covenant, and yet it seems like it has been broken. Yung pong mga descendants ni David appear to be cast off forever. And ito pong idea of the Davidic line being cast off and rejected ay mas pinoportray po graphically in the prophecy of Jeremiah, na kung saan there the Lord declared to King Coniah or Jehoiachin na kung that even if he were a seal on the Lord's right hand, he would tear him off and give him over to those who seek his life. Listen to what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 24 to 26. As I live, declares the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet ring on my right hand, yet I would tear you off and give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those of whom you are afraid, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. I will hurl you and the mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. Sa ancient world po, yung pong isang seal was either worn bilang isang singsing or worn in a chain. Na kung saan, it's important na ito ay malapit dun sa may-ari. Because ito po yung means para ma-attest yung pong mga documents as authentic. Ito po ay katulad ng inyong mga credit cards or inyong mga phone or may SIM, di ba, na naka-register. Naka-register na ba yung mga SIM niya? Hindi, sa Pinas pala yan. So, para siyang ganon. Because it's so important dahil pag nawala yun, ay malaki pong problema. Yet the Lord says through Jeremiah that this status of being treasured is no longer operative dito po sa case ni Coniah or ni Jehoiachin. The protection that the Lord's anointed might expect from God had been withdrawn. And so yung pong declaration in Psalm chapter 2 verse 6 that as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill, was effectively rendered null and void. Pero ito pong image na ginamit ni Haggai deliberately reverses yung pong rejection and announces restoration ng protection ng Diyos. Verse 23 sa ating pong passage. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. On that day. On that day, that is, on the day of the shaking of the earth, previously na inannounced po ni Haggai, on that day, Zerubbabel does not need to fear. Because the Lord would take him and make him like a seal, for he had chosen him. Ito pong language na ito na ginamit reinforces yung pong point that Zerubbabel, as a descendant ni David, represents yung pong renewal of that ancient commitment on God's part. Ito pong concept ng taking and choosing belong together as the language of election. Especially dun po sa election ni David. In Psalm 78, verse 70, he says, he chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. And so what the Lord is declaring in this oracle is that yung pong presence ni Zerubbabel himself is the evidence na yung pong stump is not dead. Yung pong line is not broken. Yung pong covenant is not rejected. It's a sign of life and continuation nito pong pangako ng Diyos. Now you might wonder, what has Zerubbabel done to deserve ito pong honor na ito or itong tribute na ito? Well, he has simply done kung ano po dapat yung ginawa
ng mga kings of Judah in the first place. That is, to listen to God's word through the prophets and to obey it. Ito pong civil leader of God's people ay hindi po isang freelancer. Hindi po siya isang free agent. He is not the captain of his own ship. He was a vassal, a servant who is under the lordship of the great king, God himself. It is this role that Zerubbabel played dun po sa refounding ng temple, thereby earning him yung pong title na my servant. Ito pong title na ito, itong appellation, itong designation na ito was particularly used para po kay David and of the expectation of an ideal successor in the line of David. Zerubbabel has not built his own house, but has labored to rebuild God's house, precisely the calling na kanya pong tinanggap sa Haggai chapter 1. Now, does that mean that Haggai, the prophet, viewed Zerubbabel bilang the rightful Davidic king? And perhaps thought na yung pong mga tao should rebel against Persia and enthrone itong si Zerubbabel. Yung po ba yung sinasabi ni Haggai? Well, we would say, not at all. Yung pong language na ginamit ni Haggai to describe Zerubbabel, although ito po ay honorific, it's optimistic in relation po sa future, meron pong care na kung saan he avoids any call to present action. He gives no command para po dun sa community of the post-exilic community. Wala pong command to crown Zerubbabel. Wala pong action has been demanded on the part of Zerubbabel or of the community. On the contrary, they are to wait in expectation para po saan? On that day, when God himself will act to bring about the state of affairs together. Pero hindi po sila maghihintay without hope. Hindi po sila mag-aabang for that future without hope, with this future in which God had cast off his people and his anointed. They are to wait with hope and anticipation because God has already begun to act to restore yung kanya pong people and to fulfill his ancient promises. Ito po yung significance of the fact that the text mentions Zerubbabel by name. In Zerubbabel, God had already reinstated yung kanya pong interest in the Davidic line. In a sense, the future had already begun. Yet, yung pong future was not yet consummated, to be sure. Sila po ay nag-aantay pa rin. They're still waiting for the time, for that time in the future, when God would intervene to crush those opposed to him and to exalt his anointed to reign. Sila po ay nag-aantay pa rin. They were still to look for the day when the Lord would give the nations to his anointed as his inheritance and the ends of the earth to him as his possession. Pero sila po ay pwede or kaya po nila mag-antay with confidence because the decree of the Lord's purpose to install and maintain his king in Zion was once again in force. Yung pong presence ni Zerubbabel in the midst was the evidence of that. Evidence now stamped as authentic through the word of the Lord's prophet. Tayo po bilang mga Kristiyano, what we see is not all that there is. In the midst po ng ating buhay, we have chaos,
We await for a future with hope, a future that God Himself has already begun to unfold for us in Christ. And so as we await for that future, ito pong passage natin sa gabing ito points us to three sources of confidence in the midst of our difficulties in life. Number one, it reminds us of God's past actions to judge the wicked and to deliver His people. Katulad po ng sinabi ko kanina, by using traditional language and imagery, Haggai turns yung kanila pong pag-iisip or reminds them back of when the time na kung saan God overturned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, destroyed the Canaanites in front of Joshua, and overthrew the chariots and the horsemen of Egypt. In all these events, God had established His power to judge the wicked and to save His people. Second, the Lord had also committed Himself to future action on behalf of His people. Ito pong future action na to would be that world-shaking event, a total reordering of the nations into a new constitution for reality. And so by picking up yung pong language of the past to describe the events of the future, the prophet is declaring that God will do that again. Yung past po is not simply an old history, but it is the paradigm for a bright future. And lastly, this future intervention casts its shadow forward into the present. Haggai allowed yung pong mga tao who might be tempted to despair and to give up, because what is going to happen sa atin ngayon? Yung kanilang question. He allowed them to overhear yung pong sinabi ng Diyos kay Zerubbabel. Sa mata po ng mundo nung panahon na yon, yung pong buhay ni Zerubbabel is of little significance. Hindi sila yung world power eh. Wala na yung glory na meron ang Jerusalem. He was a minor government official in a backwater province. Perhaps he was an inheritor, tagapagmana ng isang royal line that has been cast off. Yet, despite his lack of outward majesty, God had chosen Zerubbabel and has given him a significant task to undertake. And that is to rebuild yung pong temple, yung house of God. And so, Zerubbabel had obeyed yung pong sinabi ng prophet and led the people in the rebuilding program. Perhaps yung kanya pong reward was to hear God say to him, in effect, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful for a little, I will set you over much, like Matthew 25:21 says. And so even in the day of small things, yung ating pong obedience is not useless or unobserved. Yung ating pong maliliit na pagsunod, yung ating pong small faithfulness sa Diyos sa ating pong actions are not useless and unobserved. It may not yet be the day of the shaking of the world, but present small acts of faithfulness will receive their reward. And yet, ito pong si Zerubbabel was not simply a personal model of obedience para po dun sa mga kasama niyang bumalik from Babylon. Yung kanya pong existence bilang son of David, David who had been faithful, Zerubbabel who had also been faithful and who heard yung pong words of the curse sa kanya pong forefather na si Jehoiachin, narinig po niya that they were all reversed dito po sa fourth prophecy ni Haggai. It was a sign of hope for the whole community.
God's choice of David and his offspring as the hope of the world was not an end. Hindi ba po ito, it was not at an end. Because we look to the greater son of Zerubbabel as the one in whom our hope is found. And that is Jesus Christ. Jesus also had no form or majesty to attract people to him. He had no position that would grant him respect in the world. Siya po ay pinanganak sa isang manger from Nazareth. And yung question ng kanyang mga disciple, what good comes out from Nazareth? He humbled himself and took on the form of a servant, then stooped even lower to the point of death on a cross, which is a form of death that was reserved for those who were accursed by God. Was this the Lord's anointed? Perhaps on the cross, he looked more like a new Jehoiachin that is utterly cast off by God than a new Zerubbabel, God's chosen servant. Yung pong mga dumadaan cried out to him, let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. While he is on the cross, he seemed self-evidently under God's curse, rejected by the Father. Now, yung pong perception na yon was not entirely wrong. For sure, he was under God's curse and God abandoned him for our sins. But underneath, dun po sa temporary rejection ng Diyos, was an eternal promise that could not be broken. God had chosen the Son of David to be a light to the Gentiles and to bring salvation to His own people. And God would establish His anointed as the name above every name precisely through this act of self-sacrifice on the cross on behalf of His people. But He didn't remain dead, for in 3 days He rose from the dead, just as the sins of the Davidic kings once brought exile and destruction dun po sa mga nasasakupa ng mga Davidic kings na ito. So now, the righteous death and resurrection of this Davidic king, Jesus, brings life to all who would trust Him. In the meantime, though, as we wait for the final shaking of heaven and earth, yung ating pong calling is to be faithful. Like Zerubbabel, we are to be faithful in the little things. Dun po sa ating daily grind of chores and studies, perhaps. Sa ating grind of work and witnessing, of our laboring for God and for our laboring for our daily bread. Sometimes yung ating pong task may seem to us nakatulad po nung task na binigay kay Sisyphus sa isang Greek mythology story na kung saan this guy would daily itutulak po niya yung malaking stone up the hill only for that stone to be returned at the bottom every night. And every day, yun po yung kanyang ginagawa. Christian ministry in particular would often look like the ministry of stone rolling. Patandaan po ninyo, none of our labors will be wasted in the purposes of God. So we trudge on, hoping that we too may simply hear the words of our God. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Mga kapatid, let us be faithful, knowing that the ultimate Son of David, Jesus Christ, is coming again to destroy evil and to usher in the world to come for the glory of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your goodness, your grace, your love, your kindness, and your mercy sa amin in the face of Christ on the cross. We are thankful, Panginoon, for Haggai, for the book that we have studied. Salamat, Panginoon, for it has reminded us of many things, one of which is that yung aming pong call to be faithful sa inyo. So I pray, Father, that you would give us the strength, that the Spirit would empower us to be faithful in the little things, even so in the big things, O Father, and that we would bring glory to your name and to your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.